Good evening. Everybody hear me back there? Good, because I'm going to step off to the side here in a second. Earlier this year, I was asked if I would take over as a treasurer for the church, which I said I would, and since then I've started developing a little twitch, but I don't think it's noticeable, right? No, but it's definitely been a challenging task, but it's been a good one. It's I think helped me grow quite a bit. But when we talk about giving and the sanctity of giving, there's something we know as the church that other people don't. And I've heard people talk at times, and a lot of times they use it as an excuse about why they don't go to church or what they have against the church. Being that, you know, the money goes to the preacher, or that it really doesn't say in the Bible that we're supposed to give money to the church. And then, of course, the misuse of funds. And oftentimes we can turn on our TVs and we see that in front of us, right? We know of preachers out there, one in particular, who lives an extravagant lifestyle based off of what the church that he's a part of gives. And we know he's wrong in what he does. And we have what I call the town-to-town evangelist. This is probably older times where these guys would come to town and would try to get these revivals going in an effort to raise money, basically to pocket for themselves. That's been going on since the beginning of the church. Matter of fact, when we read in Revelations, we find that one of the churches was praised for their taking those who came calling themselves apostles and challenging what they said and proving them wrong. And we also see that people have laundered money within religious organizations all the time, and we see people going to jail. And it gives to Christianity a bad rap sometimes. But as the church, we know that when we take care of the money in the way the Lord intended, and we do what the Lord intended, that money has a place and is a necessity. If we look in 2 Corinthians 9:15, reading from 5 through 13, it says, "Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountiful shall reap also bountiful. Every man according as he is purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, hath righteousness remained forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower both ministereth bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of his services, of this service, not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Whiles by this experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your profession, subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men." And when we turn back to 1 Corinthians 16, we find there that on the first day of the week, we're all to lay by that which we are to lay by him in store as God has prospered us, so that no gathering needed when Paul had come. God explains to us in other verses as well that there's a need for us to give to the church. God set up this world, and he knew that in this world it was going to take belongings or money to make things work, and that included the church itself. For us to do things across this big globe of ours, it takes money. And of course, that money isn't in the oversight of our elders, who make sure that the monies go to good works and are not being used frivolously. In addition to that, one of the unique things I believe about the Church of Christ is that we're very transparent about also our giving and where the money goes and what it goes to. For those who haven't noticed, if you're ever wondering about where we're at with the budget or where we're at with our weekly giving, in the foyer next to the restrooms out there is a board, and every week or so I post out there where our budget is, where we are in respect to that budget, and where we are in our weekly giving. So if you have any questions, by all means, you can get with one of the elders or get with me, and we would be very happy to explain where this money's going to. So as we get started into our budget, I've only got about 150 slides tonight. So, no, actually, I think there's about 42. That still sounds bad, but it sounds a whole lot better than 150, right? But we should be able to go through it fairly quickly. As far as our contributions for the year, you can see there we brought in to the church about a little over almost $234,000 this year, and that was a weekly average of $4,495. Now, last year, or at the beginning of last year, when the elders came before the church, they asked that we budget for $4,440. So as you can see, we as the congregation have went beyond what was asked of us, or what was asked of the budget that was set forth last year. And that's a really good job by this congregation. When you think about the amount of money that we bring into the church to further the work of God, it's a rather large number, I think, for our size of the congregation. It's very good work. So as I break down the 2016 budget, in the software that we use, it's broken down into four categories. Here you can see our buildings, our projects, our salaries, and our mission works. And as we get into the building, we're going to start off with our janitorial. Here you can see that we went over budget a little bit on janitorial, and that includes a lot of the janitorial stuff that you see, the papers, the cleaning material, and all those things necessary to give us a place to sit and not smell like a dump heap. So it takes quite a bit to keep that going. Next, we had building repairs. I went over a little bit on the building repairs, not too much. Of course, the largest was the doors up front. We had to get those replaced and get some better doors. And also, we had some door work on the other side, but those door works fit in the largest in our repairs. Now, you'll know, you'll see that we did do some bathroom work, but that's going to come up in our projects here shortly. On the utilities is one of the big hitters, as we all know at home. When it comes to our bills, our monthly bills, utility hits us hard. The utility bills here are that we pay cover both the parsonage and the building here. And it covers the gas, the electric, all those things. And of course, you can see that the electric was the biggest hitter, right? As we all see at our house as well. In the building, our office supplies, the papers, the envelopes, the stamps, which we do a lot of envelopes and a lot of stamps. And if anybody's been to the postal store lately or to the post office, you know that stamps aren't cheap. And they add up over time. But, you know, there's ink for printers, some are the printer in there that we use to write checks and various things that go into this office supplies. We came pretty close. We went over a little bit here as well. Next, we have the office equipment. And unfortunately, I'm trying to work things out, but some of the office equipment got rolled into office supplies, and that's why office supplies was over a little bit. So, but keep that in mind. Our office supplies, probably the biggest hitter is going to be our contract for our printer in the back. And along with that, contract, we get a certain amount of copies, we get a certain amount of color copies and a certain amount of black and white copies. And this year we went over quite a bit on the colored copies, and we ended up paying more in excess of $1,000 in just these extra color copies, which was one of the reasons we came and we asked people if you could, to, you know, we still want you to print out what you need to print out for your classes, your study, or what it might be, but when you can use a black and white copy versus the color, because it's a difference of 9 cents versus 1 cent. Also, we get a whole lot more black and white copies than we do color copies in our contract. So keep that in mind. Also keep that in mind if you need to come up here and do something personal, that the color copies are 9 cents and black and white are 1 cent. So being that we want to be transparent, and also being a non-profit organization, any personal printing needs to be paid for. So. Also, we added a couple of new filing cabinets. They're in the office in here. If you see them, they're fire safe. We had an audit here not too long ago, and it was required of Heather and of Mr. Warlow to pull a bunch of information all the way back to the 60s from when the building or when the congregation first started meeting here. And we've got a lot of that material that we have to keep, and it's just been in filing cabinets and in boxes. And so we thought, you know, we really need to have that somewhere where it's protected. So we bought these filing cabinets that are fireproof, and they're almost like a safe. They can lock up. In addition to that, we have checks in the back that we do to write checks for some of the mission works and the utilities and stuff like that. And they were in a cabinet that could easily be grabbed into, and somebody could have walked off and wrote checks. So this gives us one, it keeps our files safe, and two, it keeps our checks safe. On our grounds and maintenance, we actually came in a little under budget, and probably the biggest hitter that we have is our pest control there. So now let's jump into the projects part. We had two major projects that was budgeted for this year, one being AC repairs. Unfortunately, before I caught it, a little bit of a growing pain or learning curve for me. But some of the repairs went into the building repairs when it should have went into here. I wasn't able to work it. But when we got control over it, even if we added that stuff back in, we still would have been under the $10,000 that was budgeted for the AC repair work. So we did good there. Next was the bathroom project. We budgeted $15,000 for the bathroom project, and most of these numbers I pulled last night. When you see the actuals, I pulled off of our software, so they should be pretty up to date. We still have roughly $400 to go that needs to be spent on the bathroom project, and that will be complete. But it's coming along very nicely. If anybody's looked in there, really looks like it's going to be a good setup, and it looks very professionally done. So for those who've been working on it, great job. On our salaries, we out of the budget we're talking about tonight, we're talking about the church budget. We also have the Manna Farms budget, which we're not going to talk about tonight. We can get with Gage. We can do that at some other time. But tonight, when we look at this budget, we're talking about the minister and our janitorial services when we talk about our salaries. And you can see there we had a budget, and we hit that budget. On our benevolence, midway through the year, and if any of you that's ever worked with budgets, you know that usually somewhere in the middle of the year, you're going to look at your budget and you're going to move money around where it needs to go to try to help other places. And the budget here mid-year was raised a little bit for the benevolence work. Benevolence is such an important work for the church. For me, I see it as the chance to open a door that might not otherwise be open. Though it may not be successful, it's still worth the effort to pursue that, to help people that need help, and at the same time show them that we love them and that we have so much more to offer them through God's Word. Our Bible search basically came in at budget, just a hair over. Camp Red Oak Springs came well under budget. The budget was $2,400. I know that some of the budget's been there in the past for help with some kids that can't go otherwise, maybe from homes or what have you. Most of that didn't come through this year, and all that came through was $762. Now, some of that may have went to other budgets. I haven't found it as of this point, but as it stands, that's where we are in our Camp Pray this week. For our mission works, we set aside $1,000 for mission for children's homes. And late in the year, we had a number of the elders and some other members go to the Cherokee home where Bradley and Janessa are working, and really had a lot of good things to say about the children's home. And the elders decided to send that money to them. And the way it works, when we send it, we can actually designate it to go to the cottage that Bradley and Janessa work in. So that looks like it's going to be a really good work and really good opportunity for us to help, and one that we'll continue with. We had some class literature that we buy every year, various books and things that are needed for classes, pamphlets, whatever it might be. You can see here we ended up under budget. We have flowers for funerals, and just under budget there. The Gospel Broadcast Network is a network out of Mississippi that broadcasts really good broadcasts that the church supports here, have been for a while, and basically came in at budget. And the Lamar Student Center. And if you haven't noticed, we jumped in. I went from buildings to projects to salaries, and now we're into mission works. But the Lamar Student Center, we put aside $3,000, and that goes towards a monthly amount that we send them, plus some of the food and stuff that gets taken over when our ladies and others go over to feed them at lunchtime. I think it's once a semester. Mission Works, also we had some lectureship travels. This is set up for travel that, for say if there's a lecture and Jim's going to that lecture, to be able to send him to travel for that. I know in my line of work, you know, sometimes we might say, why don't we go to lectures and stuff like that? But I know in my line of work, it requires a lot of training, and I have to keep that training up to date. To stay on top of things. To me, these lectures for Jim and for Gage and so forth are kind of that training to send them, to revitalize them, to give them new ideas, and to get them to help further them in the word of preaching the gospel. So that travel is there. Now this year, as you can see, unfortunately, that got put into some other areas. I hope to have some of this tidied up next year. Maybe I can get it lined out and I can get rid of this twitch. We'll see. For the Manna Farms, Manna Farms was originally budgeted for $33,000. We went in and did some changes and upped it with some anticipation there, but there were some things that needed to be done for the Manna project that ended up taking us a little over the original budget of $33,000. But as you can see, we worked the budget, reworked the budget mid-year, and it ended up coming under budget at this point. On our meetings and advertisements, this is our gospel meetings. Anytime we have a guest preacher, our lectureship, all those things, we pay for the preachers to come and give their services. We pay for their travel and such, and this all fits in there. But notice also, it fits into our advertisements. If we advertise in the paper, also in the yellow pages, it costs money to have Church of Christ, Rider Church of Christ, put into the yellow pages. Our domain listing is out there as well. So all of that information for our meetings and advertisements was budgeted for $8,000. As you can see, we went over a little bit there. Memphis School of Preaching, when we first started out this year, the original budget was about I think 14.2 is the original budget. But at that time, what we had was we had Brandon Myers and Trent Sherwin, who were fixing to graduate. They were only going to be in school for part of a year, and that was budgeted for. Brandon Tibbetts, we knew, would be in there all year. He was budgeted for the whole year. But what wasn't budgeted at the time was that Doug was going to go into preaching school. And, of course, you know, I can't be more proud of Doug for the effort that he's doing up there and what he's stepped up to do, and that is to preach the Word of God. So we worked into our budget to where we can support him as well. So that's why we went over budget there, was adding Doug in for that preaching support. We still continue to support the Mexico mission that's being done out of the Nederland Church of Christ. Of course, Alan Melton has kind of led that over the past years. Then we have a miscellaneous mission work. About 1,500 was put in there, and what that is from time to time when people come in and they, you know, may ask us to support them on a mission work and that the elders deem to be a good work, we have a little bit of money set aside to help them out. Vacation Bible School came in a little bit under budget. Of course, that's a good work. Some of the stuff Bubba did as far as getting material and stuff actually helped to lower that budget. So good job there. Working for the Lord came in under budget. A lot of this is thanks to Miss Velma, because Miss Velma sent us a huge box of cards so that we don't have to buy a bunch of cards right now. We still have a pretty good stock of cards. So we'll continue on with that work. So we'll talk a little bit about our current status, and as you can see right now in our checking account, we have right at 19, I think actually a little over $19,000. And in our savings account, we have a little over $12,000. As a nonprofit organization, number one, we're not here to make money, right? And if we were, we wouldn't be doing the Lord's work. But we also have to be good stewards in our work and understand that things happen and we need to have some money set aside. Working with the school district, also being a nonprofit organization, what they tell us is they'd like for us to have 3 months supply in the bank in case of hurricanes or what have you. You would still be able to pay the bills, especially the salaries. So when we look at what we have and we look at the bills we have, we probably have, if we paid all the bills, probably 2 months. If we paid salaries and you know, if we cut down, if we got into an emergency situation, we might have probably 3 months. So we're doing really good with our account. We have a good balance. We're not living on the edge. We're taking care of the money and have ourselves in a really good position here at the church to be able to do the work that we need to for God. So let's talk about the 2017 budget. When we look at the building, we have the janitorial actually goes up a little bit there. The repairs stay the same, utilities stay the same. The only thing that you see there is the office equipment drops from 10 to 5. And the reason we drop that is, one, we don't need any more filing cabinets. They were fairly expensive, so we drop that off. And the other thing is we're trying to get a control on the copies. So if we can get a control on the copies, that'll take care of some things, as well as a few other things. So we should be able to stay under that $5,000 budget. So we're going to shoot for $5,000 on office equipment, which is where we started last year before we made some adjustments. So I think that's a reasonable budget to shoot for. Of course, we have our grounds and maintenance. Insurance is one of those things we budget. We're not 100% sure. We budgeted for $9,000 last year. Insurance actually went down a little bit. I want to say ended up being about $8,400, something like that. It may have been on one of the slides. But you just don't know. Next year it could come in and be $9,400. So we have a budget there. We have some money put aside for projects. The first thing to note is the amount is the same for projects of last year. And really, I mean, these are kind of placeholders. So we have the sign out front, and I think you all have seen, if you drove up tonight when it was dark, the sign's dark, it's not working. We need to get another sign. We have a number of options I've been looking at, and I've been presenting to the elders, and we're going to decide what to do at some point, from whether just to put a sign that says Vital Church of Christ to even, they have digital signs, like you see, that we could put up there. And the thing is any one of those signs is not going to come out to be $20,000. It would be less than that anyway. So there's some buffer there to be used on other projects as well. And then we have $5,000 there as a placeholder. We know that we've got some more AC repair that's going to be needed as well. So we have some money there for projects. So that's a good thing to have. It definitely was a good way to set up for the bathroom and for the AC work, so that we knew what we had and what we could get. So on our salaries, the elders have approved roughly a 3% increase in salaries for both the minister and the janitorial services, so that will go up some. When we look at our mission work, the discussion was about benevolence and how important that can be. So we wanted to raise that up, so it was raised up 1,000 to have some more opportunities there, to see what opportunities we might have. Bible search will remain the same, as well as Camp Red Oak Springs. We added in a new category called tracts and miscellaneous literature. We had some of the class literature, it was going in there, but we kind of wanted to break that out so we could keep a better track of what's being, no pun intended, but so we can keep track of what the tracts are versus what the class literature is. So we've got about $1,000 set aside there for all those tracts and CDs and things like that. Again, we're going to support the Cherokee home. That's the one that Janessa and Bradley are at. And we're going to continue to have money set aside for class literature, as well as flowers for funerals. So really, none of that changed except for we increased the benevolence. And we added a new category for tracts and miscellaneous literature. We're going to continue to support the Gospel Broadcasting Network, as well as Lamar. I know, having went through Lamar myself, that the Student Center was a refuge for me to be able to get away from some of the things on site, and to be able to walk over and know what I was getting into when I walked through those doors. So for me, it's something I hold dear to my heart. So, and I know there's quite a few of our members that are using that as well. So good thing there. We'll continue to have the lectureship travel. The Manna Farms, we're going to increase. The way it had been working, we were putting in $1,400 every twice a month, so in the middle of the month and at the end of the month, and we're going to up that to $1,500 twice a month. So that goes from about $33,000 to $36,000. Meetings and advertisements, we kept at the $8,000. And then the Memphis School of Preaching, there's an increase there. I didn't look up to see, because of the scenario of how, you know, with Doug going in halfway in and stuff, it was really hard to figure out, you know, what the true budget was for last year. But so what I did was I put in what we're going to budget for this year. So Brandon will still continue to be supported. Doug is going to be supported, and we're going to increase that from $500 to $700 a month for Doug, because Doug is supporting his family and has some more needs there, so we're going to try to help him out as well. We'll continue with the Mexico mission, along with the miscellaneous mission work, and at least have that $1,400 set aside in case we have those who come along that may need money for a good work. course, we're going to continue to have our Vacation Bible School, Working for the Lord. We did drop that down to 500, and we'll try to make do there. Youth mission trip. We had that for last year, and there wasn't a youth mission trip last year, but I did know there was some talk. I may have engaged and talked about maybe taking the youth out to the Cherokee home, because there's work that needs to be done out there, and it would be a good opportunity for them to get out there and do some work for a home that's supported by the church, and be a good building tool for them as well. And, of course, our meetings and advertisements. We're going to continue to have our lectureships and our gospel meetings and so forth. So the breakdown for 2017 is right now set at about 231,000. You'll notice that's a lot like the number we saw when we first started, when we said, what did we spend this year? Pretty much the same thing. And the weekly budget is going to be $4,447. Now, in comparison to last year, the budget last year was set at $4,440, so it's $7 difference. But the church as a whole was bringing in $4,495 a week over the entire year last year. So this budget is actually set less than what we brought in last year, but there's always things that come up, always work that can be done if we have the money. So again, great job by the congregation at supporting the church, supporting God's work, and keeping things rolling. So as we bring this to a close, when we think about giving, you have to ask yourself, you know, what kind of giver am I? Am I like Barnabas, you know, who had this land and he went out and he sold it, and he gave all the earnings that he got to the church? And for us today, how tough would it be to sell everything we have, give it to the church, and then go to work for the church? Now, that's a great thing to do, right? But a tough thing to do. Barnabas did it and was happy to do it. Or what about the poor widow who gave her two mites? And the Lord said that she gave everything she had, plus what she had to eat. Do we give like that, or do we give like David? When it was said, I'll give you a lamb so that you can take it to the sacrifice. And David says, no. He says, I'll pay. What I sacrifice or what I give to the Lord will come out of my pocket. Are we giving like that? Is that the mindset we take? Or do we take that of the rich young ruler who just couldn't let go of what he had? He just couldn't get past the idea to give all this money that he had and all this richness and power over and follow Jesus. Or Judas, who was so stuck on money and had such a lust for money. Even before he gave up his... Even before he took the 30 pieces of silver, if you'll remember, there came the time about the argument about the oil that they were using to rub on people, and he said, we could sell that and make money on it. Judas had a hard time with money and letting it go. And then, of course, we have Ananias and Sapphira, who lied about their money. Didn't have to lie, but they were so worked up in their money that it caused them to lie. Do we give like that? Is that in our heart, or is it in our heart to give as God's commanded because we want to give? When I look at the book of Philemon, I think it ties in so well to giving. It's a different story, but it fits so well. If you'll remember, Paul wrote to Philemon, and he was talking to Philemon, and he talked about his slave, Onesimus. And he says, you know, Onesimus does great work. I want you to relieve him of his slavery status so that he can come to work for the Lord. Now, Philemon didn't have to do that. And the one thing Paul said to him, he says, I could command you to do this, but I'd rather you want to. Is that what we do when we give? God commands us to give, but we do it Do we do it because He commands us, or do we do it because we want to? Is our act of stewardship causing us grief, or do we feel good about it? Is it something that just tears us apart when we got to write that check, or is it something that we happily do? And it's not just, when we think about the Lord's work, it's not just giving as well, though money is oftentimes a sticky subject for us, and it's oftentimes one of those things that can trip us up. But there's many commandments that the Lord has given us that we have to follow that trips us up over time. So ask yourself tonight, am I being tripped up? Is there something out there that's causing me issues that is keeping me from walking in the light? And then ask yourself tonight, are you even walking in the light? Have you done the things necessary to be saved, as in Galatians 3:27? Have you heard the gospel and believed, repented, confessed, and been baptized? Tonight, if you're not walking in the light, if you've never been baptized, or if the light has gotten dim on you because of the things that you've done and the things that you've let get into your heart, don't walk away tonight and allow those things to continue on. You have the opportunity, and it's a wonderful opportunity, and that opportunity is right now. Because you can't say you have the next moment as an opportunity. All you can say is, God has given me now. Don't play games with God and walk out of here in a position that would leave you lost. Whatever your need is tonight, I pray that you come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
On my way where the soul never dies, my darkest night will tell.